they get you with that? I don't know. So, yeah, that was Virus with the title track from their CD, or their LP at the time, Revelation. That's from 1970, and of course, Painted Black shows up in the middle of that. Virus were from Bielefeld, Northern Germany, and it was produced by Connie Plank, of course. Connie Plank. So that was their first album. Their second album's a little more accessible and traditional sort of blues rocky type stuff. But the album Revelation is solid heavy kraut rock, which is cool. Before then, Jane with Wind off the Together album. That came out in 72. Jane, as I mentioned before, are considered one of the more melodic kraut rock bands. And what can I tell you about these guys? They were originally called Justice of Peace. And the press liked them. And yeah. And I believe they're still around. Those guys have put out a ton of albums. kind of a pain in the butt to research, though, because if you put Jane into Google, you're not gonna find them right off. So you really got to dig. But yeah, that was Jane. And who were they on? They were on, Brain Records. So there you have it. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We're together for another 50 minutes playing the best obscure hard rock, kraut rock that you have never heard. Because let's face it, you've never heard any of this stuff on the radio except on Classic Rock Mind. That's why I'm here, baby. We're going back to Germany. What a surprise. What can I tell you about these guys? These guys are called Drosselbart, and they're from Germany. This came out in 70. So what can I tell you? Compared to Deep Purple, Uriah Heep, and compared to German bands Dr. Wolf and Eulenspiegel. Both of which are in the bag tonight, but I don't know that we're going to get to them because these tracks are so long. I'm trying to do a short track and then a long track. But like I said, krautrock tracks can go anywhere from a minute to 25 minutes, depending on the drugs they were taking at the time. No, seriously. They're dedicated musicians expanding their universe of creativity. So anyway, let's dig into Drosselbart. These guys were actually on Polydor Records, and their vocalist was named Jemima. So dig this and dig it deep.
Galopenitazze, Ballata Ugama, Ballata Arabi, Ballata Equibano, Urutubana, Ambala Tubo, Ramatama, Ramatama, Ramatama. Ramatama. Ramatama.
That was Couple of Prague with Goodbye Guns, Be Bygones. That is off of an album called Sprite, but the band Couple of Prague did not record any albums when they were around. This was recorded in 1970. There was a DJ in Germany who loved these guys. He'd bring them into the studio, record them live, absolutely no production. And then these recordings have since been released. So that was from 1970, and it's Couple of Prague, man. Goodbye Guns, Be Bygones. And what can I tell you about Couple of Prague? One self-titled album, and yeah. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Couple of Prague, they were from Baden-Baden. There's four guys in it. The band name results from a shortened version of the phrase A Couple of Progs. So that's Couple of Prague. And before Couple of Prague, we heard Drosselbart with Engel des Todes, which, if my sources are correct, means, where did I put the CD? No, it means Angel of Death. And Drosselbart translates to Thrushbeard, apparently. That was their sole LP. Those guys were on Polydor. I don't know what happened there. But that was that mini set of music, gang. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We have a half hour left. Then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank. Two of the silliest hours you'll experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. Next, we have a band called Spermule, which I am told translates to garbage dump. This was recorded in 1970, and one of the songs on it sounds like this. I think you'll dig it.
an. Das Leben von heute schafft Kerzen heran, mit Kränzen geschmückt und Blumen bereit. Mit Leben von gestern, mit Symbolen beweiht. Ein Blick auf das Grab, ein eiliges Gebet, viel helle Tränen, reales Pamphlet.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Electric Mud with Die Toten Klagen Euch An off of Electric Mud from 71. That was apparently self-produced. I can't find any info on these guys. It translates to mean the dead accuse you. So there you go. Before that, Out of Focus with See How a White Negro Flies off of Wake Up from 1970. Out of Focus were from Munich. And let's see. Some of their stuff was not released at the time. I don't know. I dig it. Pretty cool. Before Out of Focus, we heard Nosferatu with Highway. That is off of Nosferatu, which came out in 1970. Nosferatu, of course, were produced by Connie Plonk. Before Nosferatu, Spermule with No Freak Out off of Spermule, which came out in 1970. Those guys, apparently the name translates to garbage dump. They were produced by Dieter Dierks. So if you were in Germany and you weren't produced by Connie Plank, you were produced by Dieter Dierks. He produced Harry Chapter, Embryo, Orange Peel, Tangerine Dream, Epsilon, Gila, Rufus Zupal, Crocodile. A lot of these bands I play. Wallenstein, Nectar. Let's get a little more accessible. Let's see. Okay, and then we're still in the 70s. Cosmic Jokers, Asherah Temple, Jane, Passport. Okay, we're still in Germany. Birth Control, Ike and Tina Turner, the Eric Burden Band, The Scorpions in like their rock star days later on in their career. Atlantis. Let's see. Rory Gallagher. I can't make this stuff up. This guy, The Plasmatics, Accept, Black and Blue, Twisted Sister. He produced Love at First Sting. He produced Rock You Like a Hurricane. Man, I mean, this guy produced everybody. Michael Jackson. So that was Dieter Dierks. So if Connie Plonk didn't produce you, Dieter Dierks did. There you have it. And that, my friends, was that set of music. All of which means you're listening to Classic Rock Mind, blah, blah, blah. Belinda's going to kill me because I'm going to go a minute and a half over. I have one more song for you. It is by the German band GAA, which apparently is a translation for Gaia in German. The album is called Aufterbahn zum Uranus, which means On the Path to Uranus. Which came out in 74, and we are going to hear GAA. So dig it and dig it deep. Classic Rock Mind will be back in 2 weeks. If you want to learn more about Krautrock, go to Classic Rock Mind on Facebook, and you will find all you need to know.